Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. Happy Monday. Merry Monday. New beginnings. It is a new beginning of a new week, and that's always a wonderful thing. How do you want to show up this week? How do you want to show up this week? And I think after we discuss today's this week's inspiration, that will help you decide how you want to show up this week. This week's inspiration was inspired by my guest this week on Motivation to Write. His name is Daniel Hess. If you haven't listened to the episode, it's called Love, Loss, Courage. I would encourage you to listen to the episode because this is Daniel's journey thus far. It has been one of love, loss, and courage, and he's relatively young. And he has experienced a lot of the tragic events that most of us will experience in our lives. He had a loved one pass away at a very young age. He had a very heartbreaking breakup, romantic breakup, and he started his own business. He had the courage to publish a book of poetry, very personal poetry, and he got some very mean-spirited feedback from a particular person, which ended up working out for Daniel's good. And so that's why I think I was so inspired by his story, because how many of us have books inside of us? We want to publish our stories, our poetry, our articles, or whatever. And yet we don't take action because we're scared of the reception, what people are going to think, what people are going to say. So we don't make a move. We just keep within ourselves. Or how many of us have experienced heartbreak and we don't want to get into another relationship, so we avoid relationships? Or when we do get into one, we're so nervous that it's going to crumble or something will happen, and so we're just kind of in anxiety mode for most of the relationship. Or how many of us have lost a loved one where that person has died and we feel overcome with grief, like we can just never get from under this dark cloud of grief? These are all real life situations that everyone has faced or will face, and they're going on every day. And if we can find this, if we can give ourselves the time and the space and surround ourselves with people who are willing to lift us up, we can find that courage to move forward. We can find that courage to slowly step out from the pain, slowly step out of the fear, and begin to move upward. And this week's quote is from Elizabeth Gilbert. And when I found this quote, I said, this aligns very well with my conversation with Daniel. That quote says, "Do you have the courage to bring forth the treasures that are hidden within you?" That's such a powerful question. I'm going to ask it again. Do you have the courage to bring forth the treasures that are hidden within you? And this is exactly what Daniel did. He had the courage to publish that first book of poetry, though he had never published a book in his life. He had the courage to start his production company. And those are things that terrify most people because we don't know how to mind our own business. We are so busy being in other people's business and what they're trying to think. And by the way, you never know 100% what someone else is thinking. I mean, think about that. Think about how much time we spend worrying about what other people are thinking, and we can never know what they're thinking. It's a total waste of time. And it's a distraction from actually doing the work. I think a lot of us, I'll just speak for myself. I think sometimes I do this subconsciously because I'm scared of failure. And because I'm scared of failure, I just distract myself with thoughts about the perceived thoughts about what other people are thinking as validation for my fear of failure. So I don't want to start this new project because it probably will not be successful. And then I start thinking, and then, you know, these people are going to say this about it. They're not going to like it. They're going to blah, 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 blah. And that just validates my fear. And so I don't take action. To take action takes a lot of courage. And I think that if we could only take a step back and kind of see ourselves from a distance and just like literally visualize ourselves, like visualize yourself taking a step back from yourself. What does your body posture look like when you are feeling these particular feelings or thinking these thoughts about the outcome of a project? What specific thoughts are we thinking? It's kind of like setting yourself up for failure when you think about it. When you think about the energy that you are taking on, whenever you start to ditch yourself, abandon yourself, and get into the heads of other people, it's just a lose-lose situation. But once we realize how much power we have, once we realize that people want to do exactly what we want to do, but don't have the courage to do it. When I say want to do what we want to do, they have aspirations, they have dreams, they have things that they want to pursue, but everyone is kind of scared of doing it because everyone's scared of what everyone else is thinking. Well, once you realize that everyone is just scared, then that should even inspire you more to take on courage because now you're doing things that they wish they could do. I think that if we really paid attention to how we feel when we take on particular projects, how we feel when we think about the outcomes of particular projects, then that will serve as a springboard for moving forward. So if I pay attention to how I feel when I'm talking about my pursuit, right? And I feel that I'm getting really excited. I feel passionate. That's a clue that I need to do more of that. Okay, so I'm going to start having more conversations about that passion. And then people are going to start to notice that, hey, This sounds like something that you are very interested in. I've actually noticed that you're pretty good at this particular thing. And that's going to be then another message that you need to pursue this particular thing. And you notice that when you start to take these steps, you just feel ignited within, right? Those are the signs that you have the courage within you to get this done. But then you got to stay focused on that because it's very easy to fall back into, as I mentioned before, just kind of not staying in your own lane and getting into other people's lanes and completely crashing. So stay in your lane. Stay with your own project. Do the work. Mind your own business. And there you will find the courage. And when I say mind your own business, I mean stop getting into other people's heads. I mean do the work that you need to be doing. And even if that's self-reflection, if it's therapy, if it's whatever, you do whatever work you need to do to get the ball rolling for yourself. because the other people that you're worried about, what they're thinking, they got stuff that they want to do and they just don't have the courage to do it. So then they just waste their time talking about you. I mean, who cares? Don't let them paralyze you. So have the courage to bring forth the treasures that are hidden within you. And that is how you want to show up this week. Courage. Lots of courage. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Motivation to Write, the weekly inspiration. If you want to continue to hear weekly inspirations, then I encourage you to sign up for Motivation to Write Plus, which will be launching in February. And it is I'm excited about this program. It will include an episode for the weekly inspiration, and it will also include an episode where I use writing exercises to help you step into your power and become the best version of yourself, to follow your dreams, to have courage, to build your confidence. So be on the lookout for Motivation to Write Plus, launching in February. And if you'd like to contribute with your ideas and your questions, I would love to hear from you. There is a survey on Motivation to Write that you can, if there are two questions that I just would love for you to answer. And yeah, let's work on this together. In the meantime, you could also visit Zazo and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's my newsletter. Not exactly weekly, but it's a newsletter. You can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Motivation to Write. Live courageously this week. Show up courageously this week. And I will see you later in the week for my series on the chakras and how to clear your energy. We're going to start with the base chakra, how to clear and balance your energy. Thank you so much. See you next time.